Welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thought Life podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, I'm asking that you head over to wherever you listen to us after you listen to the show and leave us a rating and a review. These reviews help us to attract other listeners out there that are desiring this style of content. And when you leave a review, that gives that listener the reassurance that their time is going to be fruitful. Thanks to each of you who have already left a review and to those that will heed this kind offer. Why we jump to conclusions is our topic for today. When I first thought about this specific title for today, I immediately was reminded of a period of time in my not too distant past, a little over a decade ago, where this was something that I did kind of automatically. If I heard that my proposal, as an example, was not accepted, I began to build in my head all sorts of scenarios that 90% of the time were absolutely untrue. But the unfortunate piece is I didn't have the interdisciplinary components at that time to really understand that I was doing myself a disservice. It was making me feel miserable. Again, it hardly ever turned out to be what I thought it would be. And as humans, we have this remarkable ability to make sense of the world around us. We constantly interpret information, attempting to, as my good friend says, connect the dots and draw conclusions based on the information that's available. Sometimes there are information gaps. When you jump to conclusions, sometimes you will fill in those gaps. You might be doing that incorrectly and creating a set of emotional, physical, or circumstantial scenarios that you don't particularly care for. When you spring into action or create a conclusion, you're doing it with some biases. You're doing it from an emotional standpoint because you've been there and done that before, or seen the outcome or whatever the situation is that you're deducing. But you got to remember at all times that because the information is limited, it should not guide your judgment in your final decision. This tendency that we talk about today, known as jumping to conclusion, also has some spinoffs when we get it wrong. Let's think about misunderstandings. Let's add to that conflict. Let's tap again on the shoulder of poor decision making. You know, in this episode, we're going to attempt to look at the reasons that we jump to conclusions. I'm most certainly going to give you some tips that you can deploy to rid yourself of this style of thinking. But I want to share something with you from science that I found very intriguing. This specific fact is related to jumping to conclusions, which involves the brain's, what do you call that, a reliance on heuristics, which are mental shortcuts to help us make decisions faster. Our brain is taking in so much information. There's so much stimuli. It says we do not intend to process all of this data, but learns over time these heuristics and these shortcuts get applied in various aspects of our life where we have a lot of data coming in to our lives. When the brain uses heuristics efficiently, it can be a tremendous aid to you making a decision that is fairly well informed. This assumes the input or those initial thoughts contain enough information for you to do that. On the other hand, like we just talked about in the intro, when you don't have all of the facts and your brain decides to add color based on heuristics, then what tends to happen is now we're making judgments and decisions predicated on flawed input, judgments and biases that may not hold true. And this is why when we get the rest of the story and the rest of the facts, and we have an opportunity to reflect back on how we got to where we got and all the emotion that we expended thinking that it was, well, how we painted it through heuristics, it makes us feel really crappy. There's even a cognitive decline, science says, because it takes such a toll on our body when the outcome that we anticipate goes negative. What are the reasons, family, that we jump to conclusions? What are the reasons? We do it principally for a combination of reasons. There's, as we've said, bias, there are social influence, and then there are emotional factors. We take all of these inputs in and we come to some determination, right, wrong, or indifferent. Let's suppose one of the reasons that you're jumping to a conclusion is because of fear of uncertainty. This is when we have a scenario playing out in front of us where we're being moved to an uncomfortable place because we can't wholeheartedly determine what the outcome is going to be. This style of uncertainty is situational. It can also trigger anxiety and prompt us to quickly fill in the gaps so we're able to gain some degree of comfort moving forward. The fear of the unknown, more often than not, though, drives the jumping to conclusions. During the course of the day, for the most part, we're processing information in such a way that we don't have to add to it to come to a sound conclusion. When those components, those data elements, those supporting details are absent, this is the ideal setup for us to jump to a conclusion in order to alleviate the discomfort. The uncertainty creates too much of a signature for us to simply overlook it. Number two is over-reliance on past experiences. We know that our past has two applications. A, to create for us a gateway to a different type of learning where there are things that went well, things that went not so well, those things that didn't go so well, we don't see those as final, but rather a learning opportunity. Well, on the other side of that, some people will process that failure as a literal failure, not an unsuccessful attempt. Really, really different what I just said. They will say to themselves, I tried. I failed. It's over. Now that is the memory profile for that thing. So whenever that thing comes back up, guess what? It's got failure written all over it. When you think about past experiences in these two regards, you will likely draw some parallels depending upon your mindset. If you think those things weren't so good were good for learning, you continue moving forward in a growth mindset. If you don't see those things as learning opportunities, but rather than absolute failures where this was it and it's over now, the fixed mindset, you have to know that this is going to come back in a format that does not serve you, hence the over-reliance on past experience. What about impatience and time constraints? I know, even now, I live very close to an Amazon warehouse. When I order things now, I have the option of getting them the same day. And I have the audacity sometimes. I'm human just like you. Don't judge me. I have the audacity sometimes to kind of get a little bent out of shape for a few seconds when they say I have to wait till tomorrow. Well, apply that same principle to other areas of our lives where we have gotten accustomed to things moving at a very quick clip. Now, all of a sudden, one has to deploy this thing called patience, and they don't want to. You get the opposite, impatience. There's the old good old-fashioned time constraints. Well, anytime these guys are present, especially together, when you're living in a fast-paced society like most of us are, unless you're, you know, living off the grid, well, you're going to find yourself literally up against time, trying to subvert that the best way you can, that you can get the outcome that you desire. But the urgency will sometimes hinder our ability to gather the richness of the missing data, to fill in the gaps adequately before making a decision. I don't have to tell you that when you move a little bit too swiftly, especially in an impatient or time-constrained manner, where you just gotta go regardless, that whole expedited profile lends its hand very, very nicely to you jumping to conclusions. A wise man once noted that the world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. As we strive to foster a culture, an environment, a mindset of thoughtful reflection, open-mindedness, this contributes to an environmental set of circumstances where understanding and compassion are able to prevail and remove the pitfalls that are associated with rash decisions. That was none other than Mr. Albert Einstein. Let's talk about some things that we can do, though, to get clarity on this situation, to help us with things we can pull out of our tool chests to combat jumping to conclusions. And the first thing is, I want you to consider being mindful of your thinking, being aware of your thoughts and your emotions, and observing how they are influencing your judgment is going to be a tremendous help for you. You'll want to use techniques such as mindfulness, meditation, and deep breathing to bring you out of the moment, settle yourself back down where you can begin to make some rational decisions. Anytime you go through a process like this, it's going to help you not only be present and grounded, but it's going to reduce your opportunity to act impulsively. Next, you can seek additional information. This, I'm going to tell you, is a maturity play. You have to already have, as part of your mental makeup and anatomy, the ability to understand yourself well enough, remaining in the moment, that you capture the moment. You are in this good place. You see your attitude. You see your thinking. You see yourself moving with a quickness. There are red flags. You're in a state where you can see them. You have to have this present first. But when you have this, then you can begin to say, I'm moving way too fast. I am about to start jumping to conclusions, or maybe you already have. And you're going to say, we're not going to go there. Here's what we're going to do instead. We're going to take some time, collect the rest of the facts. And it's not until we have an adequate level of facts that we yield some verdict, some decision, some judgment. It's always good when you're in this mode of thinking to consider alternative perspectives, to actively seek diverse sources of information that you have as much data as possible to make a comprehensive understanding without jumping to conclusions. When you're going to make a judgment, number three, I want you to resist the urge to have to move quickly, that overwhelming rush of energy that comes over you that says, we got to do something ASAP. No, actually you don't. You can go ahead, slow down, pause, and just maybe even put that on the back burner for a while till you get yourself together. Allow yourself time to reflect and analyze and weigh all of your possibilities. We talked about just now also gaining a different perspective and getting more information. But it's here where we're delaying the judgment that patience model comes back into play. We're going to be patient, which is going to lead us down a pathway of accurately assessing what we're thinking about, what we might do, what we can do, and what we should do. Number four is you're going to question your assumptions. You're going to become your own judge and jury. You start making up all of these thoughts. The next thing you do is, before you do anything, what evidence do I have to prove these? These assumptions, these biases, this somewhat critical thinking, what evidence do I have that this information is true and accurate for this scenario? You're going to examine your beliefs about this matter. You're going to start to dissect them into small pieces and parts that you can literally go at and truly analyze to come to a safe determination that they are either supported by evidence or not. And the whole time, this is not a judgmental sort of situation that we find ourselves in. This is us kind of loving on ourselves and protecting ourselves from an outcome that we don't desire. To have humility and this sort of intellectual curiosity, I mean, this is a fantastic setup for you to have some deep-rooted viewpoints that are actually moving you in the direction that you need to go to make the wisest choice. And then finally, I want you to practice empathy. We talked about you liking you, you coming to your rescue of sort. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. See that scenario for all of its various angles and strive to understand all of the pros, all of the cons, and the perspective. What is the outcome going to be? Does it align with what I want? Have I done these other four? Have I been mindful? Have I sought additional information? Have I delayed judgment? Have I questioned the assumption? You're going to ask yourself all of this while you're practicing empathy, because empathy, as you well know, fosters compassion, tolerance, and a deeper appreciation for the complexities of life. There's just some things, family, that we just can't move swiftly through without potentially hurting ourselves. Let's make it easier by resisting those snap judgments, those superficial impressions, and stick to this script. This script will help you. As I share, you pull this out of your toolkit, you run with it, and you get the outcome that you desire. And as we're preparing to wrap up, I wanted to share one last nugget with you. When you're armed with this knowledge, what you're going to do is find relief from all of the circumstances that bring about jumping to conclusions. Your awareness, your intentionality are all going to come together to give you some extra power to make a sound decision to deny all of that impulsive behavior. Certainly, if you have not put into your morning routine mindfulness and meditation, please begin that as soon as you can. It's the most pivotal thing that you can do to ensure that you build into you the capability to understand how you live, move, and have your being. Use these steps to deny that whole process of jumping to conclusions. I want to thank you so much for your time today and for your attention. I most certainly appreciate the both of those. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R Thought Life, no spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it. You are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.